Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Pokemon cards, custom lipstick shades, and elevator stories. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Happy and you know, clap your hands. Wally Polly Doodle, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face is surely showed. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Oh, Charlie lost his hands in the war. He could clap with his hooks. It sounded like a wind chime.
Sing a Polly Dolly Doodle all the day.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Does Chick get paid for the whole day?
Yeah, I don't know where Chick is. I just went searching for him. I roamed the hallways. Let's see now. There's Chick. There's Josh. Ace, hello. Thank you, Willie. This is Tom speaking. Pat Godwin is right there in the next room. And Christy Lee, of course, is in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom. Now, let's get back to the news. What have we missed?
An unopened box of Pokemon cards has sold for over $400,000 at auction.
Wow.
The shrink-wrapped so-called booster box, a first edition base set from 1999,
boom, boom, boom,
sold for a record-breaking $408,000.
How do they know they're really in there?
At a Heritage Auctions event last week. What do you mean?
Yeah, it could be a deck of cards for all we know.
I mean, anybody could reseal a box.
Really?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. that box was originally sealed by some machine.
Yeah, but these collectors know everything about. They're total pros. This is all they do. They know everything about this.
The box features a total of 396 cards, 102 base cards, 36 booster packs that include a rare Charizard card, which can sell for as much as $220,000 on its own.
Well,
that's Charizard.
Charizard.
Yeah.
I even asked Willie how to pronounce it.
No, it's okay. It's
so somebody's had this for 20 years, and Charizard, when they bought it 20 years ago, didn't open it?
Apparently.
That's a lot of self-control.
Heritage Auction sold a total of 16 Pokemon-related lots during its four-day comics and comic art auction. The Pokemon lots garnered a total of $1.3 million.
Wow.
Now, Willie, you guys used to collect the cards.
I remember.
Somewhere I have those. Remember, I got you the plastic things, and you'd put them in a notebook, and they would slide the cards into the sleeves. And
we traded these a lot. One time my older brother Sam beat me up because I traded his holographic Ninetales at school for a Caterpie. So that's like trading, you know, a 10 for a 2 to put it in that kind of rate. And
I got to find these things. I've already had letters from people going, I'll take them. I don't even know what they are. I
got a real kick out of them when I was a kid. They're super fun. And playing the game was fun, but even just having the cards was a really good time.
But these are all sealed, so aren't they all dead?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
There are no air holes.
Are the Pokemon dead because they're sealed in these cards?
See what
cards?
He's doing?
Oh. He's making a little joke. I mean, what are we expected to do with that?
Josh, I don't know what you're talking about. I put all my retirement money into Pokemon cards.
Did you get into the revival with the iPhones and live Pokemon and the search for those?
I did Pokemon Go for like a week, Pokemon I think. Go. It was kind of fun. It was over the summer. Yeah.
Is that still happening?
I don't think so.
I had a guy that I took
was
comedy
so much,
classes
the
with.
Kids loved that.
And he was very into it. And he would go on vacations, these like international vacations, and the heart of them was to go find Pokemon.
Hmm.
Really, the people that are into it love it. You know, yeah. Good for you.
Okay, well, here's a picture of the sealed box.
Yeah?
Wow.
It's a sealed box, all right.
So whoever buys it won't open it either, right?
I would think not.
Yeah, it's an investment.
Okay.
Those a Charizard card alone can go for like I've seen.
It's at
like,
$220,000.
Exactly. So
do you have one of those?
We have to have one somewhere. I definitely had a Charizard card growing up.
Several. My gosh!
But it probably needs to be holographic. It needs to be whatever their
perfect
equivalent
condition.
A first edition is.
Yeah. Mint. Got to be mint.
Yeah,
it's got to have Babe Ruth on it.
Yeah, that would help.
Talking,
the rare Babe Ruth.
Yes, it's the rare photo of Babe Ruth talking to Roger Maris. It's very, very unusual card.
Yeah, Charizard evolved from Charmander.
Okay,
he's a fire Pokemon.
Tom really doesn't care about this, Willie. You know that, don't you?
I just remember getting the memo from school that they were not allowed to bring them anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they were taking over the school.
Yeah, they called that Willie's rule.
Okay.
So they were just trading cards, but did you have like figures and?
Oh yeah, the whole thing.
All right.
And you have special Game Boys with Pokemon printed on them.
Ah,
and
gotcha.
The three different games: red, yellow, and blue. And it was when you're a kid, you're so locked into
right,
it.
Sure.
Right.
So this is a good reason to be a hoarder.
You have stuff that's worth money.
If you can find it and you took care of it, I guess. I don't know.
If your mom didn't throw it away.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that one.
Why? What happened, Tom?
Okay.
Sometimes hoarders will be killed by their own collections of things.
Yeah, it falls over.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Their body's not to be found for a while.
Wow, that's cool. Chrissy, what else you got?
The smell often alerts authorities.
Right. Tom's concern is overwhelming. The same way you can mix paint to create a new color for your living room walls, now, ladies and some gentlemen, a new makeup gadget can mix custom lipstick shades for you.
Huh.
The kit is from Yves Saint Laurent. It was presented by L'Oreal at this year's CES conference. Inside the device are three liquid lipstick cartridges that create a custom shade when dispensed and, of course, swirled together just like paint.
Uh-huh.
The cartridges come in shade sets of reds, fuchsias, nudes, and oranges.
Is that right?
The gadget is slated for release this spring and is expected to cost around $300. You can also snap a picture of your handbag, your shoes, your nail polish, eyeshadow, almost anything, and create a lipstick color that will match.
Okay, I'm looking at this thing. It's the size of a football.
Yeah.
So it's going to be handy to have in your purse.
Well, you make it before you go out, you dummy. Jeez, what the hell's wrong with you?
Tom loves to, he thinks he's the only one. He likes to come up to these ideas and go, well, here's why this won't work.
How much
millions
are
millions of dollars of research.
Not.
So this is $300. How much is lipstick? I have no idea.
Probably about a good one, $20 a tube, probably.
Really?
Okay,
yeah.
So this is like the Soda Stream. You make your own.
Sure.
How much are the toner cartridges? 3,000.
Yeah.
Like you ever see those penises where you the lipstick that look like penises? The lipstick
what?
Comes up and there's a little penis head. You ever see that?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I've not seen that.
Yeah,
like a prank or something?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, for the bachelorette party.
Classic.
I hope it's a prank.
It's known as a cinch, I think, is what that's called.
That's what Tom would call it.
It's a penis push-up, kind of like those little...
Penis push-up. Yeah, Josh likes push-ups. Right, Tom?
Well, sure.
Boy. I mean, you're to blame for that.
I blame myself. I think I started.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
I know this sounds ridiculous to guys, but I'm kind of surprised that this hasn't come up before. This lip—I mean, you can make lip glosses.
I am too.
Kits for that, but Yeah, to make your own lipstick colors.
You think this will take
right
off?
Right now, lipstick stains are the big thing because they won't come off on the inside of your mask, which is a big... That's the problem.
Well, if you're wearing a mask, they can't see your lips anyway.
Yeah, but your lips get chapped. And if you take your mask off while you're eating or something, you still want to...
Hey, Christy, why do girls take makeup and wipe it on their arm? What is that?
To see the color?
Oh, okay.
Because you can't put it on your lips.
Okay, cool.
There you go, could. Tom. What do you think of that lipstick, huh?
Oh, look at that.
Dirty Santa's
shaped,
what that's called.
Shaped like the male member.
That's let me see that.
Pretty big one, if I might say so.
Oh, gigantic. Oh, yeah. Small.
I mean, that thing's got to be 2.5 inches. That's huge.
Oh, boy, you guys.
Jeez, who can handle that?
You're dirty, more than you need me to, I think.
Dirty Santa.
That's a party.
So, Christy, would you like one of these lipstick things for your home?
No, I'm not that girl. You know that. I barely wear lipstick anyway. I'm very, I know you don't think so, but I'm quite low maintenance when it comes to that stuff.
Okay. All right.
I have one set of shampoos. I have one body wash. I have one tiny makeup bag. I'm just not that girly.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're a lovely woman. I don't
well, think. Thanks.
I just wonder if this is something. Is this going to take off, do you think?
I'm sure there's a market for it.
I'm sure they've forgotten something. Amazing that I can come along and point out if they bothered to ask me.
I'm just asking. There are many things that I never thought would have worked that worked great. It just seems like a lot of work to. Can you just go get the lipstick the color you want?
Yeah. This you get to design yourself. I can see how this would be fun.
Sure. Kind of fun.
This looks like one of those really complicated toys when you're a kid. Like that spin art. If you open the box once, you end up throwing it away because it's a pain in the ass.
Did you have the creepy crawler one where you made the bugs?
Yep. Chick and I had something called the vacuform, which in the commercial they showed airplanes flying by and trucks. And
this one toy.
All these toys you could make, but the way it worked, you'd have these plastic squares that would heat up.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they were giving off toxic lead.
No doubt.
And the thing was an incredible fire hazard, and it would make these horrible little plastic crappy toys.
It smells so bad.
Yeah, stink up the house.
Wait, so like you put a toy in the oven, take it out and shape it with your fingers?
No, it was just squares, like the size of the cheese squares.
But you're putting them in the oven, right?
No, you put it in this little kit, and then you would heat up, and it would stink. Then you would take it out and put it on a mold, and it would make a mold. It was the worst ever, but in the commercial, it looked so cool. No, and like I said, in the commercial, they've got real planes flying by.
Yeah.
I can make all the toys I want, Mom! These things always worry me. You can do it yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let the pros handle it.
Yeah, that's what I say. But maybe it's great. Who knows?
Maybe.
If you're that concerned about your lipstick matching your purse, maybe maybe 2020's not for you.
Well, my purse is black. I don't want to wear black lipstick. Then I'd be goth, wouldn't I, Willie?
Goth Christy would be a very fun phase.
Oh, yes. Jet black hair.
Oh, your lips. Oh.
You weird like rose-colored Smith. Glasses.
I'm going to come like Moira on that Creek show and have all these different color wigs and wear really dark lipstick and...
I still think one of the best sitcoms ever was the episode in All in the Family where Gloria put the wig on and Rob liked it a little too much.
Oh,
Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
You mean Meathead?
Yeah, Mike, yeah. Sorry, but I mean...
You call him by his actual name.
Well, they're pals.
Mr. Reiner, he was in the studio with us.
Of course
very nice fellow.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but...
Incredibly. Okay. You don't remember Rob Reiner sitting right there where
Rob
Josh
Rob Reiner
is?
Was here, of course.
No, I don't remember that.
How do you not remember that?
I don't know. I find it incredibly easy.
The Communist Manifesto.
No, he was here for a film festival.
Him and Randy Quaid got it going on, man. Oh.
I took an elevator with him one time. Just really random.
Rob Reiner?
Yeah, was in an elevator.
Hey, Meathead.
Okay. Most famous elevator rides. Ace, you start.
Elevator rides?
Most famous person you've been in an elevator with.
God.
Band members of KISS.
Yeah. Band members of KISS. That's good. Chick McGee?
I got nobody.
Josh?
Yeah, no.
With all those baseball conventions you went to, you never got in an elevator with Stan Musial or?
No, not in an elevator. What the hell was I doing? I mean, what? No. It's not like we were staying in the same room.
I thought you told me you went down on Stan Musial. Or with
him.
Can
you tell us that?
I went down with him. I went down on his statue.
My buddy has a great story about he was at IU and Kevin Yogi Ferrell went to our high school.
What else we got, Christy?
And he.
Long story.
It's done. I'm not even going to do it.
No, I want to hear it now.
We want to hear it.
Yogi got on the elevator at the same time. He's a massive superstar at the time at IU, Bloomington. There's, literally billboards all over. Walks in the elevator, sees my pal Mark, And Mark's this kind of nerdy-looking white dude. And he's walking and goes, oh, hey, what's going on, Mark? Good to see you. And they, like, share an exchange. And I guess Yogi walks off the elevator. And everyone looks at Mark like, who the hell are you? How do you? Yeah, I shouldn't have even told the story, Josh. Guess not.
No, I love stuff like that. Tom, have you been on the elevator with any famous rappers?
I have.
Here we go.
Run DMC.
Stand by for Dookie Rope.
And I complimented one of them on his very fine Dookie Rope.
Yes.
Being hip to the
That's the most famous person you've been on an elevator with?
No, that would be Woody Allen.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
With your dad, right?
Yeah, with my dad. My dad was losing his mind. He's holding his hand up like this, and so Mr. Allen couldn't see him frantically pointing at Mr. Allen.
Well, but Woody wouldn't look down at your father, right? Is it?
What?
Well, he was in a chair, right?
My parents got into an elevator, and they were at their prom, and the elevator stopped, and on came the Three Stooges.
No.
It was Mo, Larry, and not Curly. It was one of the...
Curly Joe later. Besser.
Yeah, somebody. Sure. And my dad, being a huge Stooge fan, of course, they went into their shtick. Larry said something to my mom, and then Mo said, hey, cut it out, and they started kind of hitting each other, and then they got off the elevator, and my dad said he looked at my mom and said, I can die now and be just fine.
Oh, my. Wow.
And it turns out he did. Yeah.
A few years later, it was wild.
What crawled up your backside
2019
today?
I'm mad at Josh right now, so I'm laughing at that.
I was on the elevator with Dustin Hoffman.
Of course you were.
Tracy.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no kidding.
Promotion, yeah, in Orlando. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Are you taller than him?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not much.
That's your best elevator story?
Probably.
With all of your, you've met Sean Connery. Who's the most famous person you've ever met, Pan?
Probably McCartney.
Yep. McCartney. He's pretty much up there. Christy, didn't you meet the Pope?
No, I met the Dalai Lama.
Oh, sorry, wrong religion.
Yeah, okay. Wrong religion, but still pretty up there.
How would the Pope feel about you meeting the Dalai Lama?
Dalai Lama and Steven Seagal in the same room, actually.
One, two, three. Steven Seagal!
Yeah.
That's kind of a running gag we dropped a few years ago.
Why are you mad at me?
I was always a big fan of that.
Story.
Because, okay.
So are you more upset with yourself?
Gloves off, Arnold. We're going to fight in the hallway.
I'm just saying, you're probably more upset with yourself.
I am. And honestly, I had a better elevator story that I should have told.
Because you didn't just waste our time. I mean, everybody listens.
You've got a better elevator story?
One time, when I was at Berklee, the music school in Boston, John Mayer was there one time. He was on the fifth floor, and there was a bunch of kids waiting on the fifth floor to try to meet him. But I thought, hey, they're going to bombard him, so instead of going to the fifth floor, I'll go to the third floor, hit the down button, and then the wrong elevator came, so I didn't meet John Mayer in an elevator.
So it's a good elevator story that didn't happen.
Hey, Josh, that was his recovery story.
So you didn't go down on John Mayer.
I'm working over here.
I mean, now we're just kind of embarrassed for you. You don't need to be.
Gosh, Josh, you know, after you started, what was your first week? Because this is mine.
Okay, we've covered escalators. Most famous person.
Come on.
Okay, sorry.
You ever been on an escalator?
Why don't we ask you, what story do you have that you'd like to share with us so we can just...
You said the Woody Allen one.
You're not interested in escalator.
No, I only have one escalator story.
Oh, not the Paris thing.
Yes, I was in Paris.
I like this story.
Getting a cat.
It was absolutely
packed. It was rush hour, and I couldn't figure out why the escalator across the way going down, there was this just gigantic space, and every place else, everyone was crammed in, and there was a guy in a beautiful three-piece suit with his male member dangling out. And I guess if I had one like that, I'd want to go international.
You could show it off.
Yes.
I don't know what it was called, but it ate my popcorn. I know that.
Yes, it was, as I recall, uncircumcised and just... Well, the man.
Glorious.
Otherworldly. It was terrifying. Let's just move on.
Monster.
I was in a lobby once, and I've said, oh, I went, the elevator's coming down. Maybe Julia Roberts is on it.
Oh, that happened?
And it opened up, and she wasn't on it.
Wow, Josh. Oh, this close. Josh, that's actually a really interesting story. I really like that.
So you put your pants back on.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman. There's a stretch of road in Oil Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.